This recording, Germany 15, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive. Comma Gets a Cure is copyright Douglas N. Onaroff, Jill McCullough, and Barbara Somerville.
Well, here's a story for you. Sarah Perry was a Mediterranean nurse who had been working daily at an old zoo and a deserted district of the territory. She was very happy to start a new job at a superb private practice in North Square near the Duck Street Tower. That area was much nearer for her and more to her liking. Even so, on her first morning, she felt stressed. She ate a bowl of porridge, checked herself in the mirror, and washed her face in a hurry. Then she put on a plain yellow dress and a fleece jacket, picked up her kid and headed for work. When she got there, there was a woman with a goose waiting for her. The woman gave Sarah an official letter from the vet. The letter implied that the animal could be suffering from a rare form of foot and mouth disease, which was surprising because normally you would only expect to see it in a dog or a goat. Sarah was sentimental, so this made her feel sorry for the beautiful bird. Before long, that itchy goose began to strut around the office like a lunatic, which made an unsanitary mess. The goose's owner, Mary Harrison, kept calling Comma Comma, which Sarah thought was an odd choice for a name. Comma was strong and huge, so it would take some force to trap her, but Sarah had a different idea. First, she tried gently stroking the goose's lower back with her palm, then singing a tune to her. Finally, she administrated either. Her efforts were not futile. In no time, the goose began to tire, so Sarah was able to hold onto Comma and give her a relaxing bath. Once Sarah had managed to bath the goose, she whipped her off with the clothes and laid her on her right side. Then Sarah confirmed the vet's diagnosis. Almost immediately, she remembered an effective treatment that required her to measure out a lot of medicine. Sarah warned that this course of treatment might be expensive, either 5 or 6 times the cost of penicillin. I can't imagine paying so much, but Mr. Harrison, a millionaire lawyer, thought it was a fair price for cure. Alright, my family history. So, my family name is quite old. I think it's around 500 years old, and it's from the southern part of Germany, from Bavaria. And my family was located next to a river, and so my last name is a part of a river, and then Inger, which is part of a lot of German names, and it describes the part they are coming from. So, because that's the history of my last name and where my family is from. And then my grandpa moved to next to the area we are living now. It's a little bit more west between Frankfurt and Stuttgart. And it's a small city called Heidelberg. We have a beautiful castle. Mm-hmm. A lot of American tourists, they always say it looks like Disneyland there. And we have a population of around 100,000 people there. And I was born there and raised there, and I'm going to university. So and before I came here, I worked for my university in Heidelberg. And we have an exchange program with CSUF, and so I got to know a couple of people, and it made it a lot easier for me when I came here to know some people. I had some problems moving in here in the apartment, so I could stay for some days at my friend's house, and is that okay?